So, hi everyone. I'm Alolita from AWS at Amazon. And thank you for joining me on this last session of the day. But really appreciate being at ApacheCon to talk about open source and what we are doing at Amazon to contribute more and more to the Apache communities. And super happy to be here today. Thank you for, enjoying the conference. I've been, but hopefully you'll find this insightful. And I plan to go into some details on what we are doing, how are we driving more contribution into the open source ecosystem, and especially into the Apache projects. And hopefully, if you have any questions or want to, ask questions, feel free to ask them anytime. Just raise your hand. So. We're doing a lot. Again, Amazon has been involved in open source for a long time. But I want to talk a bit about what are some of our motivations, because as Amazon, we believe that, the open source ecosystem is such a powerful way to collaborate and also to learn from collaboration in terms of building high-quality software, as well as innovating and driving, really building high quality projects, and what better way than to actually learn from some of the great Apache projects that exist in the Apache universe. So I'll be talking a bit about our motivations, participating in open source projects, what are we doing around that, making it easier for Amazonians to participate, because it is very much also culture. And what we are doing to grow open source communities, and it's an iterative cycle. So, many times people ask why and how does Amazon participate in the open source ecosystem? And there are several motivations that drive large organizations like Amazon to participate, but some of the key motivations that drive us are really our engagement with customers and partners. And our customers are involved in contributing to several open source projects within the Apache universe, also above and beyond that, where they are really involved in building, using open source software, contributing to open source projects, and being able to take that to build business, mission-critical business applications for their own markets. And often, we collaborate with them on open-source projects to be able to not only drive value to what they're building, but also, at the same time, scaling services around open-source projects that really helps meet their needs. And this is very key because, as I iterated earlier, open source projects are a very, very key way to collaborate, as well as to learn software development best practices, especially when teams which are focused on product are participating in open source projects. It really helps bring the best of open source products and the technical implementations, which are some of the best on open source projects to learn from as well as innovate on. So scaling AWS services around open source is a very key way that customers ask us to be able to not only participate and contribute in open source, but also help deliver global solutions. And one of the examples is MySQL. For example, where in the MySQL universe, building a highly scalable, reliable, secure implementation of a service and a solution for a customer is something that you see with Amazon RDS. So the other aspect of, and the other key motivator, if you will, is open data and providing open data to our customers in the areas of building next generation applications. For example, if you're building machine learning applications or analytics modeling or some kind of weather forecasting or different implementations of healthcare applications, it's super important to make available open data sets, which can be reused and used and contributed to. The other aspect of why we participate in open source projects really is that, you know, it's not just that we're participating in them. We participate in hundreds of them and have done so for more than a decade. It is where we are participating on foundation projects in different languages, from Java to JavaScript, Python, PHP, Scala, Julia, Go, lots of different languages, you know, we contribute in, as well as third-party and foundation projects. How many of you know of Kubernetes? I think many of you have heard about it. TensorFlow, which is, a key machine learning, deep learning library. Spinnaker, which is a continuous integration workflow project. So coming to this, this is a very cool weighted tag cloud. And what this highlights is where Amazon contributes in the Apache universe. And you can see that, you know, we've done a huge amount of work in around MXNet, which is a key machine learning project. I'll be talking a bit more about this later. Hadoop, Lucene, Hive, Tomcat, BigTop, HBase, Joshua, Spark, and lots of other projects in the Apache universe. And we continue to contribute to many of these projects and more new projects that are coming under the Apache Foundation umbrella. And it's super exciting because there is a lot of new technology that is being built in some of the projects. And you can see that, you know, it's very exciting to see even within a two-year snapshot, there is a lot of improvement and a lot of additional projects that we have contributed to, and this continues to grow every year. So we really picked up steam in terms of, you know, driving more collaboration as well as contribution into the projects, and we'll probably have more consolidated 2018 numbers towards the end of the year, but we'll be sharing that later. But it's really exciting to see that you can see that, hey, you know, kind of the where we are contributing changes, but the number of projects also continue to grow. So key part of contribution, as all of us know, is making it easier for teams and developers to participate in open source and contribute to open source as part of your work. And, how many of you contribute to Apache projects actively? Some of you do. And many of you use it, for sure, use the projects. But it really is very key for in a development culture to actually make it easier for teams and individuals to be able to easily contribute as part of their work, as part of some of the projects they're building, as part of the work that they're doing. And part of that at Amazon scale is super important to build out tooling for being able to do that, right? And what does that mean is that you automate as much of the contribution process to make it easier for any engineer across the company or anybody who is, you know, doing technical documentation or reporting bugs or doing issues to be able to go through the workflow for ensuring that they can release whatever they're working on as open source. And that means that automating the rollout of repos, right, your software project, means that you're going through a compliance workflow, which is supporting you to, you know, make sure that all the source files, for example, of what you're releasing or any config files or anything else has copyright information, your license information correctly, and other aspects. And also part of that is your IP and trademarks, check, which is done by all enterprise companies. And at the same time, also maintaining rigor in ensuring whatever we are releasing has codes of conduct, because every project needs to support a sustainable and healthy community around it. And also building out other processes and tools like metrics, right? How do you track metrics of what impact your project has? And, you know, are there areas that you could actually do better in? And any other tools that really help you in driving more contribution towards the project. Another aspect, which usually, you know, people kind of take for granted will happen, but needs to actually be supported at a large scale, especially in the large number of teams that Amazon has, is to incentivize teams to participate. And what that means is that you have to, at some level, whether that is at the team lead level, at the engineering management level, or at the executive management level, incentivize and promote and encourage teams to be able to participate. And this is an issue that every organization, every enterprise faces, where it is important that you recognize people's contribution. It's not just voluntary. It's also something that contribution, whether that's software, documentation, bugs, tests, whatever, you're building and contributing back is recognized. And one of the cool things that we've done is built out an incentive badges, digital badges system, which you can award to people to recognize their contributions. So say they've contributed 50 PRs to different projects, right? You're recognizing that, hey, you've hit the 50 level mark. Even if you've done 10, that's totally okay. But you recognize that, it's something that it's cool to have that digital badge on your profile as people go and look you up across, this huge organization. People know that you're an active open source contributor and it really matters to be able to showcase that as part of your credentials. It's very popular within Amazon, and I've also seen it implemented in other organizations, where it really works, and it helps developers to actually be able to leverage that for their career growth, and also to drive more learning and more contribution. Similarly, building confidence through mentorship, that's something which is super important, because you have lead engineers in every company, or senior engineers, or engineers who have joined and are coming with track records of having contributed to open source projects. And they're mentors. They're mentors for everybody else on the team that they work on, and they're also mentors for other teams where they can actually share their experience of successfully contributing back to the projects that they have, and you learn from that. So building a bench strength of mentors, I think, is very key in the engineering ecosystem, because it really is that we all share our knowledge and we grow from it, right? And as I have contributed on various projects, I really am able to say, hey, you could do these things on this project, and it makes it easier for you to be able to be a successful contributor, whether that's building good documentation, whether that's building, navigating mailing lists, or whether that's just, finding the right folks, even on the project, to go learn from. So mentorship is very key in really encouraging more participation across eng teams. Similarly, participating in open source community activities, which means that if you're interested in a particular programming language, for example, or you're interested in a particular type of application, you're working on Cloud Stack, or you're working on Apache Hadoop, you're interested in big data, or if you're interested in machine learning, get involved in those communities. And that means you could volunteer just to mentor others, or just share your experiences, or just participate and speak in conferences about what you've built. that's, you know, put up some sample code, but really leading by example in practicing collaboration. And this is something that really needs to be done actively. I mean, ideally, in an ideal world, I'd like to see every engineering manager or every technical lead take that and implement it in every single team. And that's super important because that really helps in teams being empowered to collaborate, and not only collaborate within their own team, but also to, you know, be able to showcase and contribute software back into our open source projects. We also leverage several open source guides, which are really great references. We use the Apache Way, which is as in guiding light. It is a set of principles, some of them are listed here, which really provide some foundational values for what are we trying to achieve by collaboration. Why are we collaborating, right? And these are some of the reasons and the ways that we are defining principles for an open collaboration across teams or within teams to build good software to exist. The Linux Foundation guides also are very helpful. They actually spell out a lot of the checklists and a lot of the guides. I'd urge you to go and check them out. And that's something that is super helpful in an organization to take and say, hey, go and read these. These are really important guidelines that can help you in, you know, understanding more collaboration, even in building the components that you are internally, right? And it works both ways. So these are key areas that I'd really think, you know, have worked for us, for Amazonians to participate across hundreds of teams. So I'd like to kind of, you know, given that we are working with, you know, hundreds of teams and tens of developers on how to interact in projects, I'd like to highlight some of the projects that we have been driving up contribution in. Apache MXNet is an incubation project, incubating project on, under the Apache incubator. And how many of you have heard of it? All right, cool. So as you know, deep learning is a very, very popular area nowadays. And as we get more and more compute and storage on the cloud, in the cloud universe, as well as in the edge devices, deep learning continues to become more and more scalable and focused towards fast execution. And MXNet is a really cool open source library for fast and scalable execution across multi-platforms, right? So that means that you can put in compute, storage, CPUs, GPUs on desktops, all the way to edge devices. And it has APIs in several languages, so whatever you're comfortable in, you can get involved and kind of use and participate and contribute in that. And also, it is one of the core engines that, along with TensorFlow and along with PyTorch, that are really popular in the machine learning community to not only machine learning scientists, but also developers. So this is a key area that we'd, you know, right now we're in incubation, but super happy we pushed the project into Apache in 2017, beginning of 2017, so working through the incubation process. We've learned a lot, and you know, the primary contributors today are Apache, MXNet community members, but also Amazon developers. And we also have a lot of collaboration from companies and organizations like University of Washington, Hong Kong University, Baidu, and other projects and other organizations. So check this out. Another project just wanted to, you know, highlight on the MXNet ecosystem. So it's like very similar to Hadoop, which I will also be talking about. But each of these areas, like deep learning, have a whole ecosystem of libraries or plugins or additional libraries that come into play with a baseline framework, right? And MXNet here, Apache MXNet, provides a baseline which then has Gluon sitting on top of it. It's an imperative programming API. And again, is super popular for specific types of models that you're defining in machine learning, and also has a whole set of pre-built neural network components just for training and modeling. And this was jointly built as, you know, something that you'd only see in enterprise collaboration between Microsoft and AWS for a specific, you know, set of projects, and got released as open source. So the cool thing is that here you have companies that and organizations who are getting more and more used to an open universe and releasing components and libraries in the Apache universe, which builds a richer ecosystem. If you want to check out the code, the GitHub URLs are there. And of course, needless to say, as I was talking in a previous slide, Apache 2 is one of the recommended licenses we use for most of our projects. So that's something that this library is also licensed with. So Apache Hadoop is another very, very rich and diverse ecosystem that has developed over many years now. How many of you contribute to Hadoop? Or at least look at it? Yes, yes. So, but, you know, as you know, there are several whole pipelines, if you will, of data processing that have been built over a generation of at least 7 years now over Hadoop infrastructure, right? And Apache Hadoop is an incredibly popular ecosystem, which Amazon contributes to very heavily. A9, also another Amazon team, contributes to it. And there are several other companies like Adobe, Facebook, Google, IBM, many universities that contribute to this. But as you can see, the key thing here is the common interest of being, and again, this was one of the motivations that you saw previously I discussed, where scalability and building out highly scalable, distributable, reliable services is something that, you know, Amazon could really contribute in and share their experience in on this project. And that's something that really drives enterprises who are focused in specific areas to be able to be successful in projects like this. So again, take a look, but there are several components within the Hadoop universe and related projects like Hive or BigTop or others which actually are used as the baseline for a lot of the scalable multi-node data processing and data set processing pipelines. So here we are, you know, we talked about some of the projects. And what else are we doing to grow and sustain some of the open source communities? Again, we continue to ramp up what we are doing in terms of sponsorships, really driving Apache sponsorship for events such as ApacheCon. It's very important to support different activities of the foundations and support, you know, the local community, developer communities in order to innovate, in order to continue to contribute to open source projects. So ApacheCon, FOSDEM, PyCon, OSCON, these are just some examples. Similarly, becoming members to support the foundations and their key work on projects and contributions, such as Apache, of course, Python Software Foundation, OSI, Linux Foundation, CNCF, CNI, several organizations. We also just joined the W3C as open standards, and also Unicode, and continue to participate more and more deeply into the open universe. Spreading the word, again, presenting and encouraging and promoting folks. If you're working on a project that's related to an application you're building on top of AWS, which is using open source components, or you have innovated on top of that in terms of contributing back, tell us about it. You know, again, presenting at your open source work at conferences, publishing on, we run an open source blog as well as opensource.amazon.com, which is something that, again, we continue to post interesting information and about different projects on. How do you get involved? Again, I'd like to urge all of you here, as well as, you know, kind of spreading the word. In terms of contributing to open source with us, it is an open call. Every one of us together can make more and more open source happen. On third-party projects, which we are participating in, Apache MXNet is a great example, Hadoop is a great example, Lucene is a great example, and other projects where, you know, we can collaborate together, or contributing to an AWS open source project, which you can, there are hundreds of open source projects there, such as AWS Amplify, which is a JavaScript, iOS, Android native implementation of mobile app development on the cloud, Sockeye, which is a machine translation engine sitting on top of MXNet, Chalice, another serverless framework implementation. So again, go check these out. And there are lots of projects on AWS GitHub.io, which you can go and search through and pick the project of your choice. Also, talk about your implementations. As I said, you know, if you've implemented some cool application, whether it's writing a chatbot or you know, building a particular plugin, and really implementing it on an AMI or an you know, containerized implementation on top of AWS, it's super cool to always hear about it. And of course, last but not least, we're always hiring. We really do care about having world-class developers. And open source, I think, you know, is one of those great places as a project, not only building good software, great software, but also good developers. So I'd like you to, you know, leverage us where AWS can showcase your work, write about your open source project, highlight it on our you know, open source channels, as well as present your project to thousands of customers or potential customers at Amazon Tech Conferences or AWS reInvent, AWS Summits all across the world. We hold them across the planet. And also, if you're interested, AWS can help you support your project with AWS credits, contribute resources to the project, like engineering resources or any other support that we can provide, and also interact with the larger global technical customer community that really, you know, gets you to kind of look at other intersecting communities where developers are looking at solving challenges and technical problems at scale. So I'll leave you out with some resources. These are, again, where you can track a lot of the work that we are doing. You can see we're visible, and we try to be very transparent about what we are publishing and getting teams to use these channels internally across the company also. There are several places where you can go and ask developers on the teams who are working on open source projects questions. Look at the technical docs. You can look at implementations that people have rolled out. Look at some of the examples of how architecture built around scalable open source services is being done. You know, again, don't hesitate to ping us. You can find me on Twitter. And please do follow us on our open source Twitter handle. It's super interesting because we keep posting. We talk to, you know, a huge, huge number of developers across the world, and would love to highlight what we're doing. So that's all I have for today. Again, not too bad. I think did well, but happy to take any questions you may have. Thanks. Yes. Yes. We do. And as I was mentioning earlier, we use the key guides like the Apache Way documentation and other large project documentation as a baseline in terms of, you know, again, open source projects are such a great example of being able to really learn the best practices for collaboration that it serves as a very solid foundation. So we build upon that foundation and extend it in terms of specific technical skills that people may need to have or build or are interested in kind of getting into, and also communication skills, right? Because I think that to all of us who have been in open source for a long time, it's very easy to take communications for granted. But when folks are coming in new into the projects, it's super important to understand or at least, you know, kind of have an initial navigation map, if you will, of how to get to what you need and to make you successful as in, you know, in whatever contribution you're making, whether that's software, you know, that's code or whether that's tests or documentation or whatever else, right? And we do have some training material as video. I do find that having a 10-minute, you know, video checklist of do's and don'ts for getting started on a specific project is super useful. We also have examples on video of how to get involved. And you can go and check out, there's a good example of Amplify, AWS Amplify. If you go and check out awsamplify.github.io, you can see there's a lot of training material that has been built for that project in really in getting newbies to come and participate, as well as experienced developers who are getting involved in a different area to get involved. Thanks. Thanks. Any other questions? All right. So, if you think of anything, you can always reach out to me on Twitter. But thank you again. Thanks.